Okay. First of all, welcome back, everybody. Our Bein HaZmanim ended earlier than many of the yeshivas. And we're back to learn Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Gimel primarily talks about being Mahana and Avodah Zarah, which I want to talk about. It comes up again on Daf Tazayin. Today I want to talk about Taisus Dibur HaMasa L'Ulma Taira. The question is, let me tell you, Rav Palm told me that when his father passed away, he had a shaila whether he, as a kayin, should go into the Beis HaKvaris with the father until he's buried. And he called Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe told him that he should go in until they start throwing the earth on the Arin, then he should leave. That's what he did. And he said afterwards, he had time before his mother's Petira, a number of years later, he was naying into it. And he saw it's not kedai for a kohen to go in at all. And when his mother's Petira, he stayed by the entrance of the Beis Olam. And after a palm was nifter, his children did the same. They were malav until the entrance of the Beis HaKfaris. And after the kfura, everyone went back there and they said their kaddish. What's it all about? So I'd like to share with you the site of Taisvis and Ramesh's tshuva on the topic. I think in general, the Velt doesn't know Hilchos Tumas Kayanim. The Chevra Kedisha in the funeral places don't know it either. You would think that they would know these things. And I'll explain to you what the Heter is. And a few minutes before the end, I want to remember to talk to you about the Tumul in Miron, which is very much related about the Kayanim going on Lag Baomer. So let's start with Ramesh's Tshuva. Let's start with Taisus. What does Taisus say? The Gemara says there are two types of Tumah. Tumah Dairaisa, if a kohen touches a mace, or is in the same room as a mace. Tumah Dairaisa, that's one type of Tumah. And then there's Tumah Darabanan. Tumah Darabanan is a Beis HaPras, if you have a field that a kever is lost, that's a Tumah on a lower level, Tumah Darabanan. Walking within Dalin Amis of a kever is the Issa Drabbanan. A kohen to stand on a kever, that's Issa Deraisa. To walk down the road in the middle of the cemetery, that's an Issa Drabbanan. It's Sama for Dalin Amis, that's an Issa Drabbanan. The Gemara says, and one more thing. The Gemara says, a kohen leaving Eretz Yisrael, going outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's also Tumah Drabbanan. So there were guys at Tumah, on Chutz La'aretz. So for a kohen to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is also a type of Tumah D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says it's permitted, when Mati or Tumah D'Rabbanan, if the kohen is going Lulma Torah of Elisa Isha, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, has to go through a Beis HaPras to go learn, or to find a wife. So for those mitzvahs, we allow the kayin to go, not by Tumah D'Oraisa, by Tumah D'Rabbanan. Taisus brings two shittas. Which mitzvahs are permitted? The first shita, Taisus shita, is only a very important mitzvah. Chashav a mitzvah, Luma Taira, Lisa Isha. Only for something that's a very important mitzvah are we matter for the kayin to go for Tumah D'Rabbanan. The second shita, Rabba Chayigai, is that even for any mitzvah, it's afilu l'lmetayra. L'lmetayra, with usually tamatayra for other mitzvahs. See, even l'lmetayra of Lisa Isha, even that, it's mutter and koshkein of the mitzvahs. Now why they hold getting married as a bigger mitzvah, a little mitzvah, that's a separate discussion. But the machlokes lahalacha, if for other mitzvahs, a kohen is allowed to be metamei Tumah D'Rabbanan. Rav Moshe says the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Chayigai is meikel, but the Shulchan Aruch, who normally follows the Rambam, here the Shulchan Aruch paskins l'chumra, it's only mutter for a mitzvah rabbi. That's the rule. So the rule is a kohen Tumah D'Oraisa is asur. Tumah D'Rabbanan is mutter like the Rambam and the Gaonim for any mitzvah. And like the Shulchan Aruch, the way we paskin and Taisvis, only for a mitzvah gedayim. Now, for a kohen to go in to be oisik in the tzarchei hameis at the levaya to say a hesped or the like, So that the Torah is matter, the Shiva Krivim. The seven close Krivim, Hamutter. We had this week, Kayan here in Shul, the Grumet family were Avelim. The grandsons, they didn't go. The grandsons stood outside. Only the seven relatives are allowed to go in. The question is, going into the Beis HaKvaris, by then, there's something called Misori Lakatofim. It's already, the Kayan doesn't have to be Isaac. It's already given over to people who are taking care of it. At the Levaya, the Kayan's involved, and the Hesed, and setting up, even if he's not speaking, the setting up who speaks, and he's, there's something for him to be involved in. By the time you go to the Beis HaKvaris, there's no need, Be'etzem, for the Kayan to go in. The entire Heter that Ramesha is Mati here in the Tshuva, which you see right away in the first paragraph, he's matir for a Kayan to go in if it's a bezayin to the mace that the Kayan is not going in. If it's a bezayin that they're not going in, sometimes very few people. And the children are going to stand outside and maybe it'd be hard to find people to bed, to shovel the earth. It'll be a bezayin to the mace. Well, that Tshuva, I think, is written in 1957, where people didn't understand. They didn't have the same... this 1957, where people didn't have the same understanding that it is today. The community in America was the firm community was small, and it wasn't understood. Why isn't he going in? But Moshe says the whole heter is al bezayin hameis, and even then, only tumah derabanan. It's still not mutter for the kohen to step on a kever to help carry the aron, or to go under a tree. If you have a tree that's mal on a kever, a mal on you, so that's also tumah derabanan. So that's not mutter. Ramesh's entire heter is based on this tesis that it's mutter because it's a mitzvah, and tesis and Ramesh says for riboy kavod it's not mutter because we don't pass it from a chayzai. We pass it as a mitzvah gedayla. So just it's more kavod, more people go, is not mutter. It's only mutter where it's a bezayin for the mace that the kohenim are not going in. And that's his psak. L'chein im kishalo yilveyuhu ba'ayfin shehu bezayin lahameis yishlahata l'vaysay apedera beis hapras. So it's not a strong heter. The meaning that the kohenim go in is really knap a heter. It's a heter in a case where it's a bezayin, and then it's mutl l'tzayra, but not going on the trees, not stepping on kvarim, certainly not standing by the kever and saying a kaddish. These things are, that the Olam is Mekel, are beyond really what Rav Moshe himself is matter.
Why does Rav Moshe say, after the Derech, Beis HaPras? Beis HaPras is Rabbanan. So, I mean, what is he
all right, because when you go into a Beis HaKvaris, you walk down the road. Most roads in a Beis HaKvaris was originally built that way. And then the road is a Torah road. It's a question of being Tarek Dal Aramis of a Mace. Some Beis HaKvaris are places that originally people were buried there. And they tried to clear it out. And they try to clear it, that's a Beis HaPras. It's a place, Shenodesh Bar could be its Neved Bar Kever. And therefore it's actually a situation that's more strict. On 21st Avenue, is it 21st Avenue between the cemetery?
Yeah.
21st Avenue, the Kayanim really shouldn't go down that avenue. Because 21st Avenue was made an avenue after it was a part of a Beis HaKvaris. Where you have the blinking yellow light, originally was a dead end. And there was a Beis HaKvaris there. And later, it was supposedly cleaned up that they took out all the Kvarim and they made the road. But they didn't have the Asra Kadisha Chevra cleaning out the Kvarim. They had the government workers cleaning out the Kvarim. The Yodaya, that they cleaned it out properly. And there were a couple of years, Camp Agud, they used to go to camp from that location, and somebody made a tumult that is not so poshut for Kayanin to go there. And therefore, that's a Beis HaPras, a Shal V'tumah D'Rabbanan. So this is Ramesh's heter, based on this Taisus. Ramesh stresses that like the Rambam, and he brings the Bach, Paschal's like the Rambam, like Rabbi Chai going, it's mutter for any mitzvah, but Ramesh says the Shulchan Aruch wasn't Paschal that way. And therefore, Otherwise, it's problematic.
The Kaisman on the road, and there's a wall by the cemetery road, but there's a wall there, then it's okay to Dalet Amis?
If there's a wall, then it's okay. A wall, the Gezerah of Dalet Amis is that you might stray and come to the Kever.
Well,
it's true, and there's a wall, like when you walk down Ocean Parkway, and there's a fence, so Kaina can walk. If there are no trees, that they can walk. What? You're asking about
a fence, a wall.
Anything that you won't come to, that prevents you physically from coming into contact.
So
it's
you're being cool. Safety right. If you're in a car.
Yeah.
You're in a metal capsule.
So I'm going to talk about it. Give me a minute about the car. Anyway, this is the din. I should add that it's really not kedin, what they do in most funeral homes, that when there's a kayin who goes in, he's allowed to go in for his own parents. He could go into to a Ayala Meis. But they are not careful to not have other Meisim within the Ayala Meis. It's really not mutter. A kohen has a hetzer to be metamal l'kroivai. When there are other kroivim there, it's really shalai kedin. And sometimes I've spoken to them about it. You would think that they're elachiyin. They're in the business. You would think they would know. They don't know what I'm talking about.
They tell me
that this guy said, that guy said. It's really very shvach. Lamaisa, once you get there, you can have the same heter, because Ramosha's heter is even to other medicine. Lamitzvah gedayla b'zayin ames. So there, the kainim shouldn't go in. Could be its mutter. How you tell me it's deraisa? The shaft holds that tumah from room to room is tumah de rabbana. So it's machleis magen ram the shaft. So there's what to rely on b'di'evet. L'chatchila, it should not be set up that way. And there are ways to set it up properly, but for the most part, it's not set up in the most l'chatchila dikaifim. But al kaponim, this is Ramosha's heter based on this taste. Now let's talk about Meron and Lag Ba'omer and the big. There's a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael the last, I think, it's a number of years, between the Toldos Aaron Chassidim, and I think it's Toldos Avraham Yitzchak is the. So there's Toldos Aaron Chassidim, Toldos Avraham Yitzchak Chassidim. And there's a tremendous tumult going on, and Sfarim being put out. The difference between the politics in America and the politics in Eretz Yisrael is in America, it's usually about a bunch of silly things, and there, at least, it's about learning. They use nastier names against each other, but hopefully because they really feel about it. So if you put the politics aside and you read what they printed on each side of the argument, there's a lot to learn from this inyan, because especially Hilchas Tumah, for us it's Hilchas L'Mashicha. Really for Kainim it's Negev is Manazeh. So I want to give you what I understand from what I've read, a capsule beer of the tumult that's going on. The Toldos Avraham Yitzchak Chassidim put out a kol kaire that you're not allowed, a kain is not allowed to go to Meron up the road, the normal road that everyone goes to go to Kever Shem Bar Yochai, that it's aser. Why is it aser? Because they found ma'arais, they used to bury ma'arais all over the mountain, including in part of the road under the road. They obviously didn't dig under the whole road. And they found some documents that the British built that road over a section that was a Beis HaKfaris that they supposedly cleared out. And therefore they said that it's a problem with Kayanim going in. And they said three things. They said it's a Sadish Nevad by Kever. Certainly Kvarim there, it's a Tumid Rabbanim, but it's a Sadish Nevad by Kever. It's a Mira Motsui. If you have an area that 10% of the place is Kvarim, that's called the Mira Motsui, that's a Mesid Ravana. So based on Pras, Mira Motsui, and the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you find three Kvarim near each other, you have to be Vaidik 20 Amos around, you have to be Chayshish that you have more Kvarim. So they put out these three reasons, Ta'aser, so far be it for them not to go to Meron, so they arranged for people to go in boxes. There's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. You put a kain in a box, not a coffin, the box that you can carry in it, or if it's the right type of car, because it's something made out of a Dover HaMakabal Tumah, it's not Chaitis Mea Tumah. It has to be a type of box that's not a Dover HaMakabal Tumah. If you carry somebody in such a box, that It's a machlokes of Yehuda and Yaisi in the Gemara. That's a chatzitza. Ayel zarok shmei ayel. Plex the Rambam the Rashba la halacha. So here the Sainach, they carry the Rebbe goes up in the box, and whichever kainim there are, I suppose they have a new business in their own to carry people up, kainim up in boxes. And the strangest thing is, once you get to that room, Reb Shimon bar Yochai's keder, kainim can go there, because Reb Shimon bar Yochai is not buried there. He's buried somewhere on the mountain. Nobody knows where he's buried. So they made this big place, but nobody knows where Shimon bar Yochai and his son are buried. So they made, they were kaveh this place. It's all a new thing. The Bartanura has his diary when he visited Miron. He says, in Miron, Yeshnei Kvarim Chashuvim. And you're reading it, you're ready for Shimon bar Yochai, right? The Yeshnei Kvarim Chashuvim, Kever Hillel, the Kever Shammai. Is that who? If you go today, you can go to Kever Hillel and Shammai. If you go facing the Mar of Shimon bar Yochai, if you go down to the left, there's a little park there with picnic tables. If you walk down, you'll find Hillel and Shammai who are buried there and mostly ignored. But Rishim Baychai, the Mara, the claim can go into the Mara. Because the Mara itself, there's no cavern in the Mara. It's just built on the mountain in the area where Rishim Baychai is buried. So this is the Toldos Avraham Yitzchak Shita. Toldos Aaron put out a kuntres, probably put out more than one, but they put out a kuntres that it's mutter, and they bring a tshuva from the Samar Rebbe that the Rambam's din of 20 Amis, you have to buy the 20 Amis, ain't on the Bikiyim. Ain't on the Bikiyim once. They used to know they buried this many feet down. For us, how far are you going to go? How are you going to dig down? How far down? And what we're not finding now intact full skeletons. We're looking for bones. It says, ain't on the Bikiyim. And Samar Rebbe's Chiddush, the Chiddush ain't on the Bikiyim. We know we're not Bikiyim. The Chiddush is, the Gezerah was to check. But if it's Eifshe to check, then it's mut. So as far as that's considered, it's mut. As far as Beis HaPras, Sodesh Neve by Kever, and the Taina Mira Motsui, they bring this Taisus. They say that for a mitzvah rabbah, it's mutter. And apparently the chizik people get to go on Miron, on Lag Baomer, so they say that that's called a mitzvah rabbah. And Baita, this Taisus is the Tziruf call it that they're Saimachan. They also say that all the Ma'arais, the way they used to bury on the mountain, were in Ma'arais, which even if you walk on top of it is a drabon, because it has an oil on it of itself inside, not like our coffins, where there's no oil tefak. But the Ma'arais were oil tefak. So even if you go on top, it's Tumad Rabbanan. And Tumad Rabbanan, that's our Taisus. Our Taisus is not here. So this is the second case that we have, the case of Kainim in general. This case, Tumas Kainim are shilas that come up every once in a while, and they're very hard, because Rabbanim, who are you going to call today? Who knows? If somebody asks me the shila, and two weeks later I can answer him, I'm okay. But I once got a call from the Kainim in St. Louis, of Kleiman's Kainim, then. They had found they were digging on the road in town, and they found a stone that had Hebrew lettering. They brought it to the kail, and the stone said on it Mesa Olai Bederech, and a woman's name, and the year 1860. It was a matzeva. Someone died in 1860 out there. Who knew how many Jews knew Hebrew in St. Louis in 1860? And they brought it to the kettle, and everyone was interested in it. And then someone called me, he said, 1 minute, a matzeva is a geilel. Geilel of a daifik is metama ba'ayel.
Matzeva itself.
So the matzeva itself is metama ba'ayel. So all the kainim have to leave. So they asked me, I told them, I have no idea. If you give me 2 weeks, I'll figure it out. But, you know, they were going to dava ma'ariv. So I don't know who they called afterwards. But it's an interesting shaila unto itself, but not for tonight. Okay, Yishkayach everybody.